Let's see what's happening around our great state. MarylandIsOpen.com, ready to roll. Hey, it's Meredith Marks. I'm your host, and today I have a really exciting guest. You've taken your kids there, you've gone on dates there, you've gone to events there. We all love it. It's the Baltimore Zoo. Kirby Fowler, president and CEO, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Meredith.
This is a crazy time, and we never expected anything like this to happen, but it did. So let's talk first about how COVID-19 affected the Baltimore Zoo.
Sure. Well, first of all, our most important time of the year for generating attendance is springtime. And we had to close March 16th, and we didn't open again until June 24th. So we lost some of our best producing months in terms of attendance. And that led to about a $4 million decrease in our revenue, which is about 25% of our funding. So we took a huge hit, which resulted in layoffs and terminations of employees. But at all times, we made sure we maintained animal care. But it's been a very, very tough time for us. But we have reopened, and we've had very good attendance, sort of excellent attendance. And we have the benefits of this open-air environment. We have about 135 acres total, 50 of which the public uses. And it's just a very open experience, and people can maintain social distancing very easily. There's a few cases where we absolutely require mask wearing because of the safety of the guests or the animals. But we've been able to manage it, and thankfully, we've come back strong. We have a long ways to go, but we've come back strong.
So this is a really great advantage that you guys have, is having all of this great outdoor land and space to be able to accommodate for social distancing. And so it allowed families and people that were kind of cooped up all spring a chance to be able to go and see wonderful animals and get some fresh air and walk around a beautiful zoo. Talk about some of the things that you've had to do within the zoo to maintain social distancing. Do you have signage, and do you have arrows and ways to walk and things like that?
All of the above. So most importantly, we've embarked upon timed ticketing. So people now have to go online and choose a time that they'd like to enter the zoo. That way we can maintain and monitor the capacity. But actually, it's had a great benefit for us because we've been able to spread out the crowds throughout the day. So it's something we'll keep later, even after we're getting past COVID. But in many cases, we have one-way directional flow that we enforce for traffic. As pedestrians are walking through, there's some certain tight areas where we have to maintain that. We do require mask wearing, definitely where it's too hard to maintain social distancing or for the benefit of the animals. For example, chimpanzees could be very susceptible to COVID, as well as cats, you know, the lions and cheetahs, and wow, as well as even otters, believe it or not, could be susceptible to COVID. So we've had to take some special precautions just for the safety of the animals in some cases.
So I know when I would take my little ones there, they're not so little anymore, Kirby, they're teenagers. But when they were little, we would always go. And the fun thing was for the kids to walk up and like put their hands up on the glass and look at the polar bears and things like that. So do you have ropes off? Do you wipe down the glass? I mean, how do you handle things like that?
Sure. We have increased the number of custodial personnel we have. They're out there cleaning surfaces all day long. In fact, I did it once at the in the lion exhibit on the outside, but I realized why didn't it look better after I wiped it down. It turns out on the opposite side, the lions were making a mess on their side of the glass. But we are doing our best. We're doing our best to maintain a very high cleanliness standard.
And what about like walking through the reptile house and things like that, like the more enclosed areas?
Well, that's a very good point. Actually, we've had to close certain exhibits because they have been in too tight of an indoor space. And the reptiles we exhibit in the bottom of our tree slide. If you remember, there's a big tree slide.
Yes.
There's reptiles there. Also, the area with a bat cave. There's certain places that are not open. We've tried to keep it to a minimum, but we also had to be careful to make sure we're maintaining the highest safety protocols. But certain places are closed, unfortunately.
What about like the little turtle shells and the little turtle path to cross over the water and that tree slide? Are you closing down those areas.
Yes, and unfortunately, well, the tree slide is closed. We also had to close off our, we have an outdoor jungle gym. And so we had to close it off because it'd be just too hard to clean. And unfortunately, we're not running the carousel right now for the same reasons. And we also have a train that a lot of little kids like, but it's just too hard to keep up the cleanliness of those things. So it's when people come here, it's really for the main purpose is to focus on the animals. And people are loving that. We've got two baby chimps, which are drawing lots of attention. We've got three baby swans. Everybody seems to love the babies.
Yes,
those things for sure.
Of course, you got to love those babies. So that's really important for people to know, especially families. When you walk into the zoo, usually you would hop on the train. They would drive you down and around and they would drop you off at the next point so that you could enter the zoo and go and, you know, see everything. So do you recommend people bringing strollers and things like that to be able to accommodate small kids so they don't have to walk so far?
Sure. We do encourage that. We even rent strollers as well. We can maintain their cleanliness very easily. Right. But now there's a long walk, which has always been available to people along Buffalo Yard Road. That's what it's called. A very long walk to get to the main part of the zoo. And we do apologize for the inconvenience to people. But if there's mobility needs, we have golf carts going back and forth, taking people from the entrance to the core of the zoo. So we can help people who do have some mobility concerns and needs.
Fantastic. So let's talk about how people can help out. Are you still taking donations, of course, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. And we're putting a donate here button on everything we put out on social media. but absolutely. We need the help. Unlike most places, when we were closed, it still cost us about $50,000 every day to maintain because we have a living collection. We have to keep on feeding the animals and providing for their health. So we cannot just close the doors and start saving money. That doesn't work for us. So we need the support. We are leaders in certain species survival, the South African penguins, chimpanzees, African elephants, the Panamanian golden frogs. We are doing cutting edge work for the world, and we want to keep that work going. And so we need people's support for that. But beyond that, just it's a wonderful place to go. So why not come here with your family or friends on a date and just experience this beautiful outdoor environment. So it's more than just a donation. You get this wonderful experience in exchange. So we're looking for that. And also we have events. We've had to change them around a little bit because of COVID. We've got smaller, but more events, smaller attendance events. But also we did something for the very first time. We had a drive-through safari through the zoo. We're not built for a drive-through safari, but we found a way to do it. It wasn't exactly the same as being a pedestrian, as that's the best way to see the zoo. But we sold out crowds and people came through and enjoyed a drive-through safari. So we've had to become a little more resilient and to respond to the challenges of COVID.
So you mentioned small events, like are you still able to have something like Brew at the Zoo? What about Halloween? How are you going to handle Halloween for the kids?
It all depends on the event. So we have smaller events like yoga at the zoo. We have sip and strolls where people can have a glass of wine and get an education about animals as they walk through the zoo. But bigger events like Brew at the Zoo, we had to cancel. We were planning to do Oktoberfest in October, but it's just the way those events are designed, it encourages too much congregation of people. And that's the most likely spreader of the coronavirus. So we have to be very careful about which events we do and don't do.
So here's a funny little question. You know, we talked a lot about how people are isolated during COVID and quarantine and check on your elders and make sure everybody's okay. Are the animals are okay, Kirby? Because during the spring, I know that they thrive off of seeing all the kids' faces and the guests and people watching them. And they put on like a little show, some of them. They're funny little things. So did that affect the animals' mentality a little bit?
It's hard to measure, but based upon just our own experience, we agree with you 100%. Once we closed the doors, all the animals saw were their keepers or if I walked by. I don't walk by as much as the keepers, but even then they perked up and looked at me and came running to the wherever I was standing. But yeah, the minute we opened the doors, you could see a change in the animals. The chimpanzees were putting on more of a show. The flamingos were very, very noisy the first day we opened up. But yeah, they loved the interaction. And it's almost the reverse. You know, this is for them watching TV to us. You know, this is entertainment for them. But also, they get to engage and interact. And it's got to be, it's much better for them now that we're reopened. No question about it.
MarylandZoo.org. There is a donate button. You can become a member. You can get your tickets online. You pick your time and you can shop. Talk about that real quick before I let you go. Are you able to go into the shop? Kids can go into the shop and buy little trinkets before they leave, or do you have that roped off?
We've got a combination of things. We have moved some of the retail outside so people can sample it outside and check it out outside. But also you can go inside. There's a limited capacity. You can go inside. There's limited capacity. So you can still buy your T-shirts, or there's even now, you know, masks that are customized that people might really like that are animal based and other things. So we still have some of those opportunities open for people. Absolutely.
Very, very cute. Kirby Fowler, president and CEO of the Maryland Zoo, MarylandZoo.org. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kirby. Thanks for tuning in to MarylandIsOpen.com. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to add your listing to MarylandIsOpen.com. We want to provide the public information on what is happening at your business so that we can support each other as things change with our state. For MarylandIsOpen.com, I'm Meredith Marks.